You're listening to SBS News. In June last year, Saudi Arabia finally lifted a ban on women driving cars. But one of the most well-known figures who campaigned for change wasn't there to celebrate. In 2014, Lujan Al-Hathlou filmed herself attempting to drive into Saudi Arabia from the United Arab Emirates and was arrested and imprisoned for 70 days. And last May, she and 11 other women were arrested in a crackdown on female activists. They're now being held without charge, and human rights activists allege that Saudi Arabia is torturing them. Middle East researcher at Human Rights Watch, Adam Kugel, who's based in Jordan, says the alleged treatment of Lujan Al-Hathlou and the other women is utterly shocking.
Lujan is someone we've known pretty well over the years, and I've always appreciated her activism. And unfortunately, in November, we began hearing reports of severe mistreatment and even torture, brutal torture of women detainees, including Lujan. Her sister has since become public in the New York, gone public in the New York Times about those allegations, including, you know, hitting her with electric shocks, waterboarding, whipping, and even threats of, you know, threats of rape.
Diana Saeed from Amnesty International Australia says the kingdom didn't want any of the women to be given credit for the end to the driving ban.
It was really clear that they wanted to take full credit for the lifting of the ban on women driving, as opposed to the decades-long and ongoing struggle of these women human rights defenders who had been campaigning for the right to drive. I think that it has actually had a really serious silencing effect, and so their strategy is clearly working, and that's why it's even more important and actually a moral imperative for states like this, like Australia, like the US, like the UK, to take a moral stance and use their international pressure on the kingdom to call for accountability.
Adam Kugel from Human Rights Watch says Saudi Arabia uses its anti-terrorism laws to detain people for months without charge.
Saudi Arabia tends to use its terrorism law provisions for human rights activists, and under the terrorism law procedures, they are allowed by law to hold people for, you know, up to 1 year without charge, and then they can extend that indefinitely with a court order. So it's not abnormal for human rights activists and others to get held for a year with no charge and no legal process whatsoever, no lawyer. You know, it's a grave violation of due process.
Adam Kugel claims the powerful Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman and his advisors wanted to show that they'd go to any lengths to eliminate criticism. The Saudi Ministry of Media issued a statement in November saying the government categorically denies the allegations being made about the women. The statement says the women were arrested for suspicious contacts with foreign entities and offering financial support of hostile elements overseas. Last October, the Crown Prince was accused of being behind the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi at the Saudi Arabian consulate in Istanbul. It's an allegation he denies, and he's called the killing a heinous crime that cannot be justified. Greg Dyett, SBS News. If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website, or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.